Very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, February the 7th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the Zimbabwe Divine Trust, led by Bishop Anselmo Magaya, says it will meet tomorrow to map the way forward for programs to mark the one-year anniversary of the disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara.
On Monday, we are having our Zimbabwe Divine Destiny Trust board members to just look into the rollout of the programs that we want to carry out, given the fact that it will now be 11 months ever since Itai Dzamara disappeared.
The Harare City Council Health Director calls on residents to stay vigilant against typhoid, a waterborne disease which has reared its ugly head again in some high-density suburbs.
My name is Dr. Prosper Chonzi, Director of Health Services, Harare City Council. We are currently experiencing an increase in the number of typhoid cases, so people must be on the lookout. The symptoms of typhoid is usually fever, headache, diarrhea, and or constipation.
And the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union urges the use of short-term variety seeds for those still interested in planting crops this season.
Sugarbeans does not require a lot of rainfall. Secondly, we have sorghum variety. Sorghum is a drought-tolerant crop, which we believe even if planted now, the farmer will ultimately have something at the end of the season. So our encouragement is for them to go for the very short-season variety.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. The Zimbabwe Divine Destiny Trust, led by Bishop Anselmo Magaya, says it will meet tomorrow to map the way forward for programs to mark the one-year anniversary of the disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara soon. Bishop Magaya speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
On Monday, we are having our Zimbabwe Divine Destiny Trust board members to just look into the rollout of the programs that we want to carry out, given the fact that it will now be 11 months ever since Itai Dzamara disappeared. And in March, which is coming swiftly, the 9th of March, we will have reached a year. And we have a number of programs that we want to carry out. Initially, on Tuesday the 9th, we are going to have a prayer meeting, and they will issue a public statement at the Africa Unit Square. And then on the 16th of February, we're going to have a prayer meeting in the Anglican Cathedral. And then, of course, in March, we are organizing something big. So this is what the body would want to just look at and be able to come up with more details around that.
It's almost a year since the disappearance of Mr. Itai Dzamara, and nothing tangible has come out of whatever efforts you are putting as Zimbabweans. Is this not killing your hope?
It's worrying. We, of course, become anxious, but the hope is not killed. We want to assure Zimbabweans and want to remind perpetrators of violence, those that have actually abducted Itai, that Zimbabweans will not this time around fold their arms. In fact, there's going to be more efforts that we're going to be putting, albeit the fact that we are very, very worried over the silence of the government on this matter.
Looking at the political situation in the country and the political parties are not as united as people would think. People are living in fear of abduction or some Itai Dzamara replication. What message can you give them?
I'd like just to encourage Zimbabweans that if you have nothing to really die for, then you have nothing to live for. And I want to encourage particularly the church that a lot of prophets and apostles that were reading the word of God did not just die in natural deaths. And a lot of them, they were killed as a result of the actually pressing their conviction and as a result of actually reprimanding the powers be. And it is very important on the part of the church leaders to be able to rise up and shake off fear in their pursuit of their own God-given destiny.
That was Bishop Anselmo Magaya of the Zimbabwe Destiny Divine Trust speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri in Harare. The Harare City Council Health Director is calling on residents to stay vigilant against typhoid, a waterborne disease which has reared its ugly head again in some high-density suburbs. We hear more on the issue.
My name is Dr. Prosper Jones, the Director of Health Services at Harare City Council. We are currently experiencing an increase in the number of typhoid cases, so people must be on the lookout. The symptoms of typhoid is usually fever, headache, diarrhea, and or constipation. So anyone with these symptoms should quickly go to any of our clinics that are dotted all over the city. They are treated for free, and specimens are taken for confirmation or dispelling of the issues of typhoid. You must boil all water, irregardless of source, whether it's from our tap, whether it's from a shallow well or from a bowl. Please boil the water before you consume or before you use for domestic purposes. Avoid buying food stuff from unlicensed or unregistered premises. And please practice good personal hygiene, like washing your hands before eating or washing your hands after using the ablution facilities.
That was the director of the Harare City Council, Dr. Prosper Chonzi, speaking with us from Harare. The Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union is urging the use of short-term variety seeds for those still interested in planting crops this season. Director Jeremiah Tevera speaks with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
And we are not going to have better yields than last year. In fact, the situation this season is going to be even worse than what we experienced in the past season. Now, where these rains have been received and the crop would not reach the permanent winter point, we have noticed some remarkable recovery of that crop, and hopefully farmers are going to salvage something out of their seed. We just hope and pray that these rains will also take us maybe as far as March, and we'll be confident that the crop which hasn't been 100% eaten off, we are going to harvest. And in areas like the southeastern Rockfield, Mashimbo, and other Manitalands, National and Central, the Rockfield areas in the Frishinga and Zaraban, those areas are the portions which are complete right of the village in Makavilla and Northern South Province. Now, the crop there, from assessment and the report from AgriTech, we have heard that quite a huge outrage has been written off. We just hope that the little that is has not been severely affected by most of the stress will also recover, and farmers will hopefully have something.
And some of the farmers were hesitant to plant their crops, thinking that the rains are not going to come anyway. And now that the rains are falling, what are you telling these farmers to do?
Well, these farmers can now go for the very short season. Sugar beans, we just need about 60 days to get the pod forming. But we are quite confident that if farmers plant now, or if farmers have already planted when the rain comes, those people are going to have it. Sugar beans does not require a lot of rainfall. Secondly, we have sorghum variety. Sorghum is a drought tolerant crop, which we believe even if planted now, the farmer will ultimately have something at the end of the season. So our encouragement is for them to go for the very short season variety. And those who have got supplementary irrigation, they can also go for a very, very short season variety like the one from Sidco. They will supplement it at the end of the cycle if the rains do not come back.
That was the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union Director Jeremiah Tevera speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri in Harare. The director of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, ZIMRights, Okay Machisa, has castigated President Robert Mugabe's speech at the recently ended African Union summit in Addis Ababa last week, where he accused non-governmental organizations of being agents of regime change. Machisa says some overzealous state agents may take this speech as law. Machisa speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
I would like to say on behalf of Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, it is a bit sad and unfortunate that the head of state can say such statements because we did not have NGOs in Zimbabwe. Before independence, Zimbabwe would not have arrived at where we are today. After independence, Zimbabwe would not have arrived where it is today. It is only the NGOs that have sustained the livelihood of the citizenry of Zimbabwe up to today. So for the head of state to say the NGOs are too many and they interfere and they carry a regime change agenda, it's something that is said because most of the NGOs, or almost all NGOs, speak about the welfare of the people and they make sure that if it is humanitarian assistance, it has been extended to them. There is a very gap which is there between what the government has been doing and what the NGO is filling up that gap. So you would see that the government has been failing to even offer assistance that is needed within the health sector, within the education sector, within the any humanitarian sector. Let's look at what happened last year when we had floods in Zimbabwe. NGOs quickly went in and make sure that things were sanitized, they provided almost everything. Today we are seeing a country which is faced with a drought. It's quite unfortunate that it has come at the wrong time when we really feel the NGOs are quite paramount in our country because they fill the gaps that the government cannot cover.
But do you see the government trying to maybe disrupt the work of NGOs in the country following President Mugabe's statements?
Obviously, there are certain overzealous individuals who are going to pick that as a policy and they would want to implement something that the head of state has just said without saying it's a policy. We have seen that at certain times where the head of state has said something, there is a bit of execution of activities which are meant to go in line with what you would have said. But at this moment, I would want to urge people to take breath at the moment and analyze the importance of NGOs in our country, especially at this moment when we are in critical need of humanitarian assistance in as far as food is concerned. But I would want to urge almost everybody who is working within the NGO sector to remain resolute and ensure that they continue making sure that the citizens of Zimbabwe have received the services that they provide.
That was the director of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, ZimRights, OK Machisa, speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kanzemiri in Harare.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Esther Masunda, Public Affairs Manager with the National Blood Service Zimbabwe. Esther, thank you so very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you, listeners.
Let's talk about one of your longest-running programs, that is Pledge 25, where you to focus on young people in their donation of blood. Tell us a little bit more about that program for those of the listeners who have not heard about it.
Okay, well, interestingly enough, for those who didn't know it, is that Zimbabwe is the one who actually came up with the concept of the Pledge 25 Club, and this concept has been copied by over 64 countries throughout the world, which just shows you that it's a very important club. So the objective of this club is that the members of the club pledge to donate blood 25 times, at least 25 times, before they reach at the age of 30. So the reason why this club was also set up is that it helps also to avert the seasonal shortages which we sometimes experience during the holidays. So in terms of the membership, the club has got over 5,000 members throughout the country, which is mainly the youths. And they normally have different various programs that they have during the holiday period, blood drives throughout the country, whereby they'll be coming through to donate blood. And the blood that we actually collect them greatly assists us, especially now during the holiday period when the schools are closed. So as Zimbabwe, we stand proud about this Pledge 25 Club. So they actually have their own constitution. They've got their own goals, their own core values, and they abide by it. And they've got a structure in place. And then after every two years, they also have their annual general meeting where they actually discuss various pertinent issues pertaining to the club.
And what are some of those issues?
One thing that they greatly focus on is in terms of their safety, in terms of desisting from sexual behaviors which are not good before marriage. And they also focus on developing themselves. We also do train them. So you find that at times we actually get people coming in, talking to these youths about very topical issues. And we also have partners such as the National AIDS Council and some of the youth clubs like Red Cross, who also closely work with our Pledge 25.
Now, you also have an app that was launched late last year. What is this app and what's the purpose of it?
Wow, the mobile app, courtesy, we thank RubyM Technologies, courtesy of Dr. Dennis Magaya, who is the CEO, who volunteered to develop a mobile application for us. So what this app is doing is it's a method of communication whereby things will be uploaded on the app, and blood donors, it's especially designed for blood donors, can actually, when they come through to have their donation, they can actually log on to the app and find out in terms of when they're due and also other news which is pertaining to blood donors. So the app has got various functions, and currently right now we're actually coming in the middle of working on a way forward in terms of the plan of action on how the app will be utilized there. So the app is also convenient because it's also a method of communication. Donors will be up to date in terms of what they need to do. It's also convenient. It's moving with technology.
And of course, for those out there, as usual, your message about donating blood in particular for those who can be in the Pledge 25.
Well, I basically would encourage the youth that make a difference in 2016 by joining the Pledge 25, by being a blood donor, by supporting the various programs. You can actually log on to our website and find out more about the Pledge 25 club and what actually they do. Or you can also visit our nearest centers near you. You can actually also find out information about the Pledge 25. Even on our website, there's a lot of information, and you can see some of the programs that the youths have carried out and sold out. And when you become a member, it's something which also encourages you to be passionate about blood donation, because you find that the Pledge 25 clubs learn how to be, members learn how to be responsible. They also have various programs whereby they also do community relations, whereby they assist the community, they go and visit the needy, and they also help, see where they can also help.
What's the website for the National Blood Service?
www.nbsz.co.zw. So once you log on to our website, you can actually have up-to-date information. We also do have a section where we post events, so, such as the Pledge 25 Club, what events they'll be having. So you can actually be up-to-date. I know that they'll be having their first event in March. So I'm sure right now the preparations are currently underway.
And with that, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
That was Esther Masunda, Public Affairs Manager with the National Blood Service Zimbabwe, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, February 7th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.